coming up on episode number 1242. Well, it's time to have everything explained in one of the nicest voices possible. I'm doing a cover story for Randy Newman, who just turned 75 at the end of last month. And, you know him from all that Disney stuff, probably. You know him from all of the movie soundtracks, the non-Disney movie soundtracks he's worked on. Maybe you know him from stuff he's written for other people like Shel Silverstein and Three Dog Night and things like that. Well, you're going to get a lot of that on today's show. It is the Randy Newman cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, this time the Randy Newman cover story. I think it's the Randy Newman cover story too. I believe I've done one cover story for Randy Newman before, maybe even one and a half, because when he got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and yes, he is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When he got inducted, I did a set of his music as a side set of that. So you've gotten a couple bits of Randy Newman before on this show, but you're going to get a lot more today, starting with, of course, probably his most famous song, especially if you are a Disney fan, if you're a Toy Story fan, this is your jam. This is, and if you're a brass band aficionado, you're really gonna love this. This is the band Bonorama, a song they contributed to a 2008 compilation called Funky Kids. It's a song that Randy Newman did for Toy Story. Here is You've Got a Friend in Me.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old past said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. 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 You got troubles? Well, I've got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and we see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny, 'cause you've got a friend in me. Might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny, 'cause you've got a friend in me. And you Tomorrow, if I can borrow a coat to wear, oh, I'll step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Seen at the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare, making the grandest entrance is Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Who needs money when you're funny? The big attraction everywhere will be Simon Smith and his dancing bear. That's Simon Smith and his amazing dancing bear.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrow dressed in the latest style, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain. Kick it down the street, that's the way to treat a friend. Mm-hmm. right before me. The signs implore me, help the needy, show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain. Yes, I think it's going to rain, and I think it's going to rain today. Human kindness overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today.
I'm going to do one more, and you guys are going to help me out on this one, because we have to do another cover song, because that's the rule. But I'm going to end it, I think, in an appropriate manner. So I have to teach you the part. The part you're going to be doing is happens over the first half of the verses, and it's the cowboy bass line. Now, you'll know it as soon as you hear it, and it goes like this. Doom-ba-dee-da, 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 doo-dee-da-ba-boom-ba-dee-da, boom-ba-dee-da, boom-ba-dee-da. You sing it now. Yeah. Excellent. All right, we'll get to that part in a second, and I'll just let you all start playing that riff, and you start singing, and then you'll kind of know when to stop, or you can keep going. It doesn't really matter. Arizona moon keeps shining from the desert sky above. You know pretty soon that big yellow moon will light the way back to the ones you love. Ready? Blue shadow on the trail, little cowboy, close your eyes and dream. All the doggies are in the corral, all of your work is done. Just close your eyes and dream, little pal. Dream of someone. That is so good. Blue shadows on the trail. Soft wind blowing through the trees above. All the other little cowboys back in the bunkhouse now. So close your eyes and dream.
My name is George Robb. GeorgeRobb.com. I got some CDs for sale. Let's chat for a minute because I have a midnight flight. I have to go home. I'm so sorry. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you, Nerdtacular. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, I wish we would have had microphones in the audience for that, because
You hear him really clearly, but you don't hear all the audience sing along in that one. That was George Robb, recorded live at the Coverville Concert in Nertacular 2013. That was a big one, man. We had George Robb, we had Andrew Allen, the Andrew Allen Trio, we had Same Sex Mary, and we had John and Nelio. It was like a four-up concert, and I actually should put all that stuff together on a disc or a downloadable MP3 because it's such great stuff, and I've got all those tracks individual and they haven't been mastered or anything, but I bet we could do that and make it really, really cool. Anyway, George Robb recorded live at Nertacular 2013 with a cover of a song that you might recognize from the Three Amigos. That is Blue Shadows on the Trail, which was originally written by Randy Newman. Before that, Paul Carrack and a cover of I Think It's Going to Rain Today, that one from his 2010 album, A Different Hat. And Paul Carrack, man, he's another guy that I've been a massive fan of for years back. In his days with Squeeze, his days with Mike and the Mechanics, his solo stuff. Before that, he was a member of the band. What was it? Was it Free? No, Free's the band that did All Right Now. It was Ace. How Long? How long has this been going? Yeah, that was Paul Carrack as well, man. The dude's been around making great music for years and is still putting out great music as a solo artist. Really, really good stuff. Before that, Simon Smith and his Amazing Dancing Bear. That one performed by Ockerville River from their Golden Opportunities mixtape back in 2007. A song that was covered by Scooter of the Muppets on The Muppet Show. Really great version there. And You've Got a Friend in Me by Bonorama, that one from the compilation Funky Kids, which has got a bunch of brass band covers of kids songs, you know, a couple from The Wizard of Oz, some kind of campfire-y songs. Really good if you're really into brass band music, and I've been slowly getting into that more and more over the years. Happy to say that I totally dig that stuff. I'm just realizing I've got an extra microphone on. That button should not be pressed. So you get a little bit of hiss. Now you're not going to get that hiss anymore. Professional podcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Professional podcaster. And as such, I'm going to segue beautifully into the next set of music here. You know, one of the things that you find a lot of with Randy Newman's music is songs that are about places, songs about states, songs about cities. You're going to hear a few of those in this set right here, starting with a song about Utah, simply called The Beehive State. Here is Scott Downey.
Since you're the delegate in Kansas, would you kindly take the floor and tell us what is Kansas thinking and what is Kansas for?
Well, Kansas is for the farmer. We stand behind the little man. We need a firehouse in Topeka.
I see the gentleman from Utah, our friendly Beehive State. How can we help you, Utah? How can we make you great?
We gotta irrigate this desert. We gotta get some things to grow. We gotta tell this country about Utah.
One request. We'll do Baltimore. Sister Francis and my little brother Ray. Buy a fleet of Cadillacs, haul them all away, and we live out in the country. The mountains high, never gonna go back there till the day I die. I say,
just to live. What has happened down here is that the wind has changed. The clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. And it rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river roars all day and the river roars all night. Some people got lost in the flood and some people got away all right. And the river have busted so clear down to black and white. 6 feet of water in the streets of the lower night. President Coolidge come down here in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. And President Coolidge, he said, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river have done to this poor cracker's land?
He sure wasn't thinking of her to
There, the unmistakable voice of Randy Newman and his cover of Fats Domino's Blue Monday. He put that together for a tribute to Fats called Going Home, a tribute to Fats Domino, came out in 2007. No doubt his voice and his style of music just fits that Fats Domino style perfectly. You're going to hear a song later on that is Randy Newman covering something that's a little bit outside his wheelhouse, so we'll get to that a little bit later. Before that, we heard Dusty Springfield with a cover of I Don't Want to Hear It Anymore, that one from a collection that Elvis Costello put together called Artist's Choice, Elvis Costello. It's a chance for artists to arrange a playlist of some of their favorite songs, so that one is a favorite of Elvis's. That compilation came out in 2005, and it just kind of goes to show you this show, this episode, not really all about songs that Randy Newman did first, but about songs that Randy Newman wrote, because that one was originally released by Jerry Butler. Dusty Springfield covering him on that one. Martin Simpson and a cover of Louisiana 1927, about the flood, 1927 flood. That one from the Prodigal Son album from 2007. And I was trying to look it up because I always thought the nickname for the French Quarter was Evangeline. But there's another parish in Louisiana further inland, way further inland, called Evangeline, as well as a city. So I'm not sure where the Evangeline nickname, what it applies to. Is it the entirety of New Orleans? I know it's an unofficial nickname, right? Somebody out there can explain that to me, because I'm not 100% sure. Before that, you heard Baltimore recorded live at the Vine Bar and Grill in 1987. Nina Simone from an album called Let It Be Me. Great cover there of Baltimore. And we start off with The Beehive State by Scott Downey. That one from his album More Lost Years from 2001. Let's get to another set here with a song that people may not realize is a Randy Newman song, because Joe Cocker seemed to cover it so beautifully and was so good at making it his own. Also probably associated best with the film 9 1/2 Weeks. But here's a version that won't make you think of either of those things. Here's a version by John Hardy and The Public, You Can Leave Your Hat On.
tough get going. home. I'll be home. When your nights are troubled and you're all alone, when you're feeling down and need some sympathy, and there's no one else around to keep you company, remember, baby, you can always count on me. I'll be home, I'll be home, I'll be home. Wherever you may wander, and wherever you may roam, you come back and I'll be waiting here for you. 'Cause no one else will ever love you the way. I'll be here to comfort you and see you through. I'll be home, I'll be home, I'll be home.
Harry Nilsson from an album called Nilsson Sings Newman, an entire album of covers of Randy Newman done by Harry Nilsson, released that in 1970, and Randy did respond with a cover of a Harry Nilsson song later on, not featured in this show, but maybe in a future episode. Actually, I did play the two back to back on the previous Randy Newman cover story, so look for that one. That is I'll Be Home, as you might have been able to guess from those last lyrics. Before that, Snow, Tracy Thorn from Everything But the Girl. In 2012, she released an album called Tinsel and Lights, a cover album of songs that maybe weren't exactly Christmas songs, but are Christmas tangent. Really great stuff. Again, covering Randy Newman's song Snow, not to be confused with another song from the same name or from the same album, Snow and Sun, which is Scritti Politti originally. Guster right before that, Memo to My Son, that one from a tribute album from 2006 called Sail Away, the songs of Randy Newman. And one more Randy Newman tribute for the album before that, or the song before that, You Can Leave Your Hat On, covered very famously by Joe Cocker, that one done by John Hardy and the Public, turning it into a rocker, an old style rocker. That one from the Little Criminals, Songs from Randy Newman tribute album that came out in 2009. We've got one more. Yes, I said adjacent, Sidian, adjacent to Christmas. Not a Christmas song, but adjacent to Christmas. In the next bin over, not the Christmas bin. But the winter bin. Oh, did I say tangent? All right, well, they're touching. How's that? The two bins are touching. Let's get to this one. Another song that you probably know better by a different artist. Specifically, you know it better by Three Dog Night. But before it was Three Dog Night, I believe Eric Burdon and the Animals covered it. And Shel Silverstein worked with Randy Newman on this one. It's Mama Told Me Not to Come, this version right here, covered by the Wolfgang Press from their album Everything Is Beautiful, which was a retrospective collection of all their music. From 2001, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
A wash of whiskey, water, or some sugar in your tea. What's all these crazy questions that
open up the window, someone let me catch my breath. Someone suffer. Mama told me not to come.
Cain slew Abel, and Seth knew not why. For if the children of Israel were supposed to multiply, then why must any of the children die? So we asked the Lord, and the Lord said, man means nothing, he means less than me. And the lowliest cactus flower, the harmless yucca tree, he chases around this desert, 'cause he thinks that's where I'll be. That's why I love mankind. I recoil in horror from the foulness of thee, at the squalor and the filth and the misery. How we laugh up here in heaven at the prayers you offer me. That's why I love mankind. The Christians and the Jews, they had a jamboree. The Buddhists and the Hindus joined on satellite TV. They picked their four greatest priests and they began to speak. They said, Lord, there's a plague upon the world, and Lord, no man is free. The temples we have built you, they have crumbled into the sea. Lord, if you won't take care of us, won't you please, please let us be? And the Lord said, and the Lord said, burn down your cities, how blind you must be. I take away your children and you say, how blessed are we. Man, you must be crazy to put your faith in me. That's why I love mankind. You really need me. That's why I love mankind.
Thank you. You're still the same girl you always were. You're still the same girl you always were. A few more nights on the street, that's all. A few more holes in your arm. A few more years with me, that's all. You're still the same girl, the same sweet smile that you always had, the same blue eyes like the sun. You're still the same girl that I love.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it a show, yeah. So much larger than life. I'm gonna watch it growing big time. Big time. Church, big time. head's getting bigger. My belly's getting bigger. My bank account is getting bigger. Big time. My ass is getting bigger. Big time.
We'll close with that one. That's Randy Newman covering Peter Gabriel's Big Time. That one for a project called And I'll Scratch Yours. Came out in 2013. It was the sequel to the Peter Gabriel album, Scratch My Back, in which he covered a bunch of other artists. And in And I'll Scratch Yours, they all covered him. On that first album, Peter Gabriel covered I Think It's Going to Rain Today, which we heard the Paul Carrack version back in the original set, the first set, the original set. The first set. Big Time covered there by Randy Newman. Before that, the late, great Glenn Frey, who we lost in 2015, covering Same Girl, that one from his 2012 album After Hours, which featured a bunch of covers. Mike Doughty, love Mike Doughty, got such a great voice, and he was part of the band Soul Coughing, if you're familiar with them as well. That was God's Song, That's Why I Love Mankind, which you'll find on Mike's album The Flip Is Another Honey, way back in 2012. The Wolfgang Press, from their retrospective Everything Is Beautiful, with a cover of Mama Told Me Not to Come, 2001. I mistakenly said that Shel Silverstein was involved in that one. I guess I thought he was. I don't know why I thought he was, but he's not. It's Randy Newman alone, just Randy, no Shel. There you go. But Shel did, you know, write the cover of the Rolling Stone, which has nothing to do with Randy Newman. So why bring it up, Brian? Why bring it up? Because it's going to take us to the end of the show. That's why. That is going to bring us right here to the end. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you're here live, hello, live people. Hello, listeners on the podcast. Hey, you can check us out every Wednesday, just about every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, at twitch.tv/coverville. Great place to check it out. Or coverville.com/live. Either place. You know, if you want to check it out live, that's great, because the video on demand, a lot of stuff muted in there. So if you don't catch the live show, then hey, stick to the podcast. You won't see my beautiful face, but you will get everything else. And that's really all that's important. Hey, if you want to email me, please do. Requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Everything else right there at coverville.com. Check it out. Become a Patreon. Help support the show. Get lots of stuff in the process. All of which, actually, I got packages going out. Can't go out today, but they'll go out tomorrow. Stick around, keep an eye out for that. Next week, I can't believe it's already time, but next week is the Christmas episode of Coverville, so tune in for that one week from today on December 12th, because the last 2 weeks, as always, the Coverville Countdown, counting down the best covers of 2018, so stick around for that double episode. Which spans 2 weeks, so it's really two single episodes that just kind of go together, like a cliffhanger. That's what it is. It's a cliffhanger. Hey, that's going to do it. Until next time for that Christmas episode, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. You can also find Coverville as part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good they can be appreciated by tall people and short people.
part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.